We join Silver Streaks girls basketball already in progress.
To Peachy. Peachy, who's bound for Olivet Nazarene. High post to Megan Young. Young on the left side, now to Rodriguez. Rodriguez comes back outside the three-point line. Now they come right to Lieber. Lieber's going to pop the three-pointer. Yes! Jessica Lieber with the three. The second for the Streaks, 10-2 Galesburg. 4:19 to go here in the first quarter. Now tipped away again by Peachy. Bloomington into the front court now. Comes Hall. Hall all the way to the paint. Puts it up, no good. The rebound picked up by Lieber. She fell down but got it ahead to Rodriguez. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Rodriguez back out now to Peachy. Top of the key, Diggins. Right side now to Lieber. Back up top to Peachy. Now to Lieber. She'll take the three again. No. The rebound in the lane. One more picked up by Diggins of Galesburg. To Lieber. He'll fire it again. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds off Peachy. It'll be Bloomington's ball.
The Streaks have been able to jump out to a 10-2 lead. Unfortunately, they are just having all kinds of trouble getting the ball to the floor is Bloomington at this point.
Back on the attack now comes Bloomington. The ball bounced around, bounced off the foot of one of the Bloomington players, Shannon Hall, and now it's picked up. We're going to get a timeout called by Bloomington. That'll be a 30-second timeout. 10-2 in favor of the Streaks. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton. Lieber along with Rodriguez hitting threes. Shannon Hall has the only basket for Bloomington.
We apologize for all the technical difficulties we've had up here. Unfortunately, at this point, we just have trouble in this gym. Not the first time it's happened. Streaks with a 10-2 lead here early in, or midway through the first quarter. Coming out.
I thought I was in Professor's time machine there when I was here in that Burlington Mount Pleasant game. I don't know what that was, but that was spooky. It'll be Bloomington's ball. Galesburg with a 10-2 lead. Bloomington going from left to right. They're going to throw it in at center court. It'll be triggered inbounds by Tiana Schickel. Schickel gets the ball into Hall. Hall guarded by Rainey Sibley, along with Emma Junk, who's in the game. Up top now to Early. Early drives the paint, tried to get the shot up, couldn't, but then the ball was picked up on the floor by Schickel, who put it up no good. Now again the shot up, this time by Newman, no good. We'll get a whistle and a foul call.
Well, this Bloomington team is just looking a little gassed right now, Jim. They've had all kinds of problems. I've seen a couple of them grab their shorts already, and we're only in the first quarter.
Well, of course, Galesburg running the Grinnell offense. The line changes. Galesburg comes back in. Here's a jump. Jump now has it in the paint. Fires it back out to Clink. Here's the three-pointer, Howard. No! Going to bounce off. The rebound controlled by Junk, and we'll get a pushing foul. Called against Bloomington's Tiana Schickel underneath as she shoved Junk. That'll be her second team foul against the Purple Raiders. It'll be Galesburg's ball. We'll get the line change now for the Silver Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez along with Bailey Boyer, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton. Back in the game for Galesburg along with Jessica Lieber, who's right underneath us. Comes into Boyer, not a Lieber. Lieber wide open three in the corner, no good. The rebound Rodriguez though, she brings it out. Not a Boyer, back to Rodriguez. Wide open three again, no. The rebound this time, Hamilton. Hamilton for the Streaks. The ball's gonna go out of bounds. They say it's Bloomington's ball. Went right between the legs of Ariana Newman.
Yeah, and the Streaks do a good job hustling after the ball though, every time it comes up, but fortunately just not able to grab that one.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Tiana Schickel right here below us. Bloomington going left to right. Comes into Martinez. Martinez gets it over the... No, she doesn't get it over the timeline. She was trying to get a pass ahead to Schickel, but Schickel had broken into the front court at center court, and so the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. It'll be Silver Streak ball.
Let's see if the Streaks keep on this onslaught and potentially push this one through. They come out of this first quarter with this big of a lead and this Bloomington team gas. It might kill some will.
Sadie Hamilton outside the three-point line. The Streaks in the front court. Here's Rodriguez with the three-pointer. Yes!
They are not going to be able to play this zone against the streak offense. They're trying to play like a 3-2 zone, and they're not able to rotate fast enough.
Rodriguez hits her second three. Now they ball get the ball down court against the press. It's saved inbounds, and here's the shot up underneath and through by Ariana Newman. I tell you, nice job that time by Bloomington's Ariel Williams, as she was able to save the ball, get the ball back inbounds to Ariana Newman, and Newman was able to put it up and she was fouled. The foul's gonna be called against Bailey Boyer, her first. That's the second team foul whistled against the Silver Streaks. So at the free throw line is Ariana Newman, the 6'2 junior. Here it is, and she does not convert the three-point play, but the rebound is picked up by Williams, put back up. Now Newman puts it up, and another foul. Oh, the Streaks not able to get the defensive rebound on the free throw.
Well, they've got some big, Bloomington's got some big girls underneath. The Streaks have got to focus on boxing out. That's kind of a deficiency we've seen in the last few.
In the first quarter, second one on the way, and she hits them both. So 4 points in the game for Ariana Newman. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Peachy over the timeline. Top of the key, Johnson. Now Sibley will take the three left wing. No good. The rebound in the paint, pulled down by Ariel Williams. Williams gets the ball out to Kim Early, and Early with the left-handed dribble over center court. Early now ahead to Martinez. She tried to get a shot up, but was tied up by Jessica Howard. We'll get a held ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Get a timeout called by the Streaks here. 30-second timeout for Galesburg. Give us a chance to mention that our game today is being brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, by Craddy Insurance, and by OSF, St. Mary's Medical Center in Galesburg.
Well, so far so good for the Streaks. They've cut out, they play good defense. The one thing that they need to focus on, though, like we talked about, is boxing out. They've got to root some of those bigger, braider girls out of the lane when the shot goes up. And it can be difficult, but on the free throw line, you just got to make sure you get that first step and then push back with your rear end.
Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, along with Ty Peachy and Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Howard wanted to take the three, right side didn't. Now around the three-point line to the left is Sibley. She tried to get a bounce pass into Junk, but it was intercepted by Ariel Williams. Williams had it tipped away, still in the backcourt, Bloomington. Ahead to Hall. Hall's going to go all the way down. Shovels underneath to Lawrence, and Molly Lawrence puts it up and through. Molly Lawrence first in the game. Here's Howard with the three the other way. And Jessica Howard, it's her first three in the game. 16-8 now in favor of Galesburg. Full court pressure by the Silver Streaks. It'll be triggered in bounds by Martinez. She gets it into Ariel Williams. Williams now to Martinez. Ahead over the timeline to Lawrence. Tipped away by Peachy. Back come the Streaks right to left. Peachy ahead to Howard. They get it to Klink. Back to Hamilton. She tried to get it into Diggins. Tipped back to Hamilton. Hamilton now drives inside again. Tries to get it to Diggins. Bounces back to City. She takes the shot. Puts it up and through. She has six. 18-8 Galesburg. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. We'll throw it away in the backcourt. Good pressure that time by Paige Klink of the Silver Streaks, as she was able to put the pressure on Lawrence and Martinez and get that ball out of bounds, and it's off of Bloomington. It'll be Galesburg's ball. So Galesburg's ball in the front court, right beneath us here. It's thrown in bounds by Howard to Peachy. Back to Howard. Wide open three. Yeah.
She felt that one coming off her fingers. You should have seen the look on her face. Right after she put it up, she knew it was in. She went and played defense.
Howard has six. 21-8 Galesburg. Full court pressure by the three. Down court, looked like she walked with it. But they're going to say it's Galesburg's ball, as the ball just went out of bounds. So it'll be Jamie Johnson bringing it back for Galesburg to Peachy. Anna Howard, she'll take the three again, yes! Oh, Jessica Howard feels it. 24-8 Galesburg. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Inbounded in the backcourt. Now ahead comes Martinez. Martinez down court to Lawrence. Lawrence, turnaround jumper, yes! Mary Lawrence. As the buzzer sounds, that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, it's Galesburg 24 and Bloomington 10. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Lori Plunk with this reminder. On Groundhog Day, February 2nd, Faith United...
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jessica Lieber with the three-pointers, the Streaks with a 24-10 lead.
Yeah, 24-10, the Streaks have done a nice job coming out. They've come right after the Raiders offensively, and they've hit a bunch of just open shots. The Raiders are doing a poor job on their defensive rotation. They're trying to sit back in that zone, and that's one of the things Coach Massey always talks about. First time a coach has seen the system, they kind of have issues trying to figure out how to play it defensively.
Bloomington's ball to start the second quarter. They get it down underneath. Here's the shot up by Ariana Newman. No good. The rebound controlled by Johnson ahead of Peachy. Now to Howard. She'll take the three. No. Missed everything that time. The rebound controlled by Schickel. Back comes Bloomington. Fast break. Hall all the way down. Puts it up and through. Shannon Hall has four. Makes it 24-12 in favor of the Streaks. Back comes Peachy. And she's going to be fouled at center court by Shannon Hall, who was trying to stop the basketball. Her first. That's the third team foul against the Lady.
Tell Jess was really feeling. She took that one a little off the mark. Unfortunately, she just was not able to get herself square.
Galesburg's ball in the front court. Howard wide open three again, right side. Yes. Boy, they can't leave her open. Howard 12 points, all three pointers, and it's 27-12 Silver Streaks. Just underway in second quarter, 7:20 to go. Bloomington ball now tipped away by Howard. Boy, they can't handle the press either that time. They don't move.
No.
They need to move more to get the ball.
No, they're trying to play the game where you just kind of try to box out the person and throw the ball over the top. Good job by Jess Howard right there, getting her hands up and knocking that one down.
Here's the half-court pass. It's going to be intercepted by Jessica Howard as they tried to throw the half-court pass. Bloomington bit. Back comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer now to Jess Howard. Now to Hamilton between the circles for the Streaks. Back to Bailey Boyer. Boy, they're leaving Howard wide open on the right side. Now here's Paige Klink with a three left wing. No good. The rebound controlled by Ariana Newman. Outlet pass now to Carrie Harris. Harris brings it into the front court. Back to Newman. Newman now tied up by Boyer first and then Hamilton. And we're going to get a held ball. And it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Boy, the Streaks just fierce on defense today.
They are. They're doing a good job ball hawking, and they just, once that ball hits the floor, you have all five Streaks going for it.
Back comes Galesburg. Here's Howard now fakes the three right side. She had some pressure on her that time. Back on the near wing. Now to Paige Klink. Out now to Sadie Hamilton. Now to Howard, who is open right side. She'll take the three. No good. Rebound Hamilton for Galesburg. Now to Boyer. Here's Klink with the three left corner. Yes! Paige Klink hits the three-pointer in the left corner, her first of the game, and it's 30-12 Silver Streaks. Now the full court pressure, and we're going to get a travel call in the backcourt here. As the ball came in to Shannon Hall, she ran into a Galesburg player who was set and fell down and still got possession of the ball back and then was called for the travel. So Galesburg will have it again in the front court. Comes into Johnson. Now here's Sibley with the three-pointer left side. Rebound controlled by Lieber. She took it right away from a Bloomington player at better position. Now Lieber with the three. No. The rebound in the paint controlled by Young. Young now is going to get the ball out to Sibley. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound this time is going to be controlled by Harris of Bloomington. Back come the Purple Raiders. Ahead now to Schickel. Schickel all the way down, but I think she traveled.
Yes, she did. And good play right there by Jamie Johnson. Jamie just cut right in front of Schickel at the last second. When Schickel tried to get by her, she just went right in and traveled.
We have a full timeout with 5:50 to go here. Second quarter, Galesburg 30, Bloomington 12. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Go Red for Women Day is coming up next Friday, February 4th. Find out the details on an event planned by OSF St. Mary Medical Center Monday morning at 8:10 on the WGIL Morning News.
Jim Lyman, Eric Gibson back with you. WGIL Galesburg, glad to have you with us this afternoon. High school girls basketball, no game tonight. The Silver Streak boys will be in action next weekend. They have a doubleheader on the road Friday and then home against Blue Island Eisenhower next Saturday. Congratulations to Mike Reynolds and the Streaks for the big win over Quincy last night. Galesburg will have it after the timeout. Here's Johnson with the three. Yes! Jamie Johnson, top of the key, hits the three-pointer. Her first points of the game, 33-12 Silver Streaks. Now back on the attack comes Bloomington. Boy, what a change from 2 years ago here.
Yeah, no joke. Man. Although Bloomington, in all fairness, is missing that All-State guard.
Taylor something, I think.
Yeah, I cannot
Taylor
remember.
Williams, I want to say, maybe?
Sounds familiar. But 33 points. The Streaks have 9 3-pointers in the game, so only 6 points from inside the arc, and they are all from Sadie Hamilton.
Now here's the give and go to from Boyer to Hamilton, and Hamilton puts it up and through. She has 8 in the game, 35-12. Full court pressure still by the Silver Streaks. They get it in the backcourt. This is Carrie Harris. Harris now over the timeline, ahead to Schickel. Schickel tried to get it down to Ariana Newman. It was tipped away and stolen by Hamilton. What a game Sadie's having today. Now to Paige Klink. Klink to Hamilton, top of the key.
Yeah.
But she's going to be called for the trouble.
Well, you know, and we, Tom and I have talked about it several times in the recent broadcast. I think the coaching staff just needs to tell her that she needs to just lose that shot fake at the beginning of her drive. Because what happens is she shot fakes, and then when she goes, she ends up sliding that back foot and gets called for the travel.
It'll be Bloomington's ball after the turnover. The pass comes in, bounce to Martinez. Martinez got it underneath to Mary Lawrence. Now back out to Schickel. She tried to put a shot up, couldn't get it up. Got to Lawrence, who shot was blocked by Hamilton, and Galesburg's going to get it back. Boy, Hamilton again with great defensive pressure inside. Comes to Bailey Boyer, not a Sadie. Sadie out front. Pass to Emma Junk. Now on the right side, Bailey. Give and go to Sadie, and it's up and through. Boy, I tell you, Sadie Hamilton with that give and go, and they are making Arielle Williams look bad because she's the one who's supposed to be guarding Sadie and can't get there. Now pressure in the backcourt on the inbounds pass. We'll get a held ball here, and it'll be Bloomington's ball on the alternating possession.
You know, usually the Streaks lack the athleticism to keep up with some teams, but here they're much quicker than this team. This Bloomington team just a little slow to the point on every single play.
Here's the inbounds pass intercepted by Myra Diggins. They tried a quarter court pass. Picked up now by Peachy. Peachy left side, Rodriguez. NBA three, yes! Mickey Rodriguez with her third three of the game, the NBA three. She has through by Arielle Williams. That's Williams' first points of the game. Streaks back. Megan Young on the fast break, and she's going to be fouled by Mary Lawrence. Lawrence's first forced team foul. It's going to send Megan Young to the free throw line.
Yeah, and it's been kind of just shooting practice out there for many of the Streaks right now, Jim. Not a whole lot of defensive pressure from this Bloomington team.
So at the free throw line, Megan Young, the 5'6 senior, and this one is going to go in and out and then come out.
Yeah, that one right on line. Just a little too much touch.
One more free throw for Young. Here it is, and this one's good. So Young's first point of the game makes it 41-14. Galesburg, still the full court pressure. Inbounds pass by Schickel. Gets it to Mary Lawrence, and now Diggins again intercepting the pass intended for Williams. Back comes Galesburg. Peachy, left side to Rodriguez. Up top to Myra Diggins. Diggins with the dribble. A bounce pass now to Lieber. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound's going to come out and be picked up by Early of Bloomington, but she couldn't hold on. Rodriguez gets it back for the Streaks to Lieber. Lieber now stop, take the three-pointer. No. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound in the lane is going to be pulled down by Mary Lawrence. Lawrence ahead to Schickel. Schickel now all the way down court. She couldn't hold on to the ball as she was trying to get the fast break going, and it's going to go out of bounds to Galesburg.
Well, as Tom Meredith would say, this is our first palindrome score of the game, 41-14.
I don't know what that means. You have to explain that to me.
1-4, 4-1.
Oh, okay. Back on the attack. What's palindrome, though? Now, here's the Junk. I'm showing my age, aren't I?
We'll get into it after the game.
Junk now to Howard. Howard has it outside the three-point line for Galesburg. Now to Jamie. Jamie Johnson's going to drive the basket. She's going to be fouled, I think, by Arielle Williams, who is hanging on her. It is. That's Williams first. That's the fifth team foul whistled against Bloomington.
Well, the Streaks just being very aggressive today on offense. They can tell that this Bloomington team is getting gas, so they just keep taking it right at them. Every rotation doing a good job.
Now Howard's going to drive the hoop, and this time we're going to have a foul called on Bloomington's Kim Early. This should be a shooting foul, her first, the sixth team foul, as Jessica Howard is going to go to the free throw line, and she'll shoot two. All her points today, the 12 of them, have come from the three-point line.
So yeah, Jess is definitely feeling it today. Unlike on Thursday, she must have spent a couple extra minutes in the gym getting her shot back down, because she looked a little off on Thursday. Right now, she's right on.
Both of these are good. Well, the impressive thing is for the team is when they key on Howard, as other teams have done this year, she's still able to, the team is still able to win the games. Other kids are able to step up. Back comes Martinez. We're going to get a tie-up here. They're going to call Johnson, I think, Jamie, for the foul, even though it looked like a clean hold. And so we'll get Jamie Johnson called for the personal. That will be her second. That's the third team foul against the Silver Streak. So Bloomington will have it underneath their own basket. Comes into Kim Early, who had it go over her head, but she picked it up at center court. Now it's going to go, oh, I think that hit Mary Lawrence, it looked like, but they're going to say it's still Bloomington's ball.
Yeah, good job right there by the Streak defense. Get their hands up on that one. This Bloomington team just very sloppy with their passes as well. We've seen a couple passes now go over people's heads. Are just short to them.
Here's the inbound pass to Mary Lawrence, and the 6-foot sophomore puts it up and through. Mary has a twin Molly on the team. Now Galesburg will come back. 43-16 Silver Streaks. Boyer now has it high right wing. Top of the key now to Lieber. Lieber drives the paint, puts it up off balance, no good. Rebound in the lane, fought for. Pulled out of there. Wow, what a great play that time by Galesburg's Chloe Anderson. She had two other girls. Jump ball? Guess so.
Yeah.
It's going to be Bloomington's ball on the held ball. We'll get a... will go out. Galesburg has Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Meyer on the floor along with Chloe Anderson. Now the pass was intercepted by Diggins at center court. She couldn't hold on to it, though. It's going to roll over to the scorer's table, go out of bounds, and Bloomington will have a chance. This is one of the few chances they've had to get the ball over the 10-second line.
Yeah, once the Streaks get a score or the ball just ends up as an inbound at the other end, Bloomington's just really had a hard time getting the ball up the floor.
There's a drive to the basket, no good by Hill, or I should say by Hall. The ball fought for in the lane, is going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg. So the Streaks will have it back, leading at 43-16. We'll get the line change as Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson come back into the game along with Jessica Howard. And also Paige or Rainey Sibley is into the game for the Streaks. Here's Peachy now with the dribble, high right side. Top of the key, gets Johnson, or Howard gets a screen, and she's going to hit another three. Jessica Howard hits another three-pointer, her second of this quarter, her fifth of the ball game, and it's 46-16 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Minute 57 to go, second quarter. Now Johnson's going to pick up her third foul as she was trying to stop that ball at just over the 10-second line. It's going to be the fourth team foul, so Johnson, I think, is going to go to the bench here, and Chloe Anderson will come back in for the Streak. Sadie Hamilton also in. So it's Hamilton, Sibley, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard for Galesburg. Sibley steals the inbounds pass, but unable to hold on to it. It's going to go out of bounds, and Bloomington will try it again. Carrie Harris now set to throw it in for the Lady Raiders. Looking, comes in now to Ariel Williams. Williams on the right side. Got the ball over to Shannon Hall underneath. The shot up no good by Molly Lawrence. And this one's going to go up and through. And Ariel Williams will get the basket for Bloomington. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds.
Jessica Howard's had a good game this first half. 17 points already she's put up, and she's done a just great job being assertive with her offense.
Here's Galesburg from the corner. Here's the three-pointer fired up there by Lieber, and it's good. Jessica Lieber's second three of the ball game makes it 49-18 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure by Galesburg, almost stolen by Chloe Anderson, but they get it over the timeline, but a travel is going to be called on Kim Early, as this one called by Leroy Schluter, the official from Hume, Illinois. Our officials, Leroy Schluter from Hume, Frank Trevina from Thomasburg, and Mike Simpson of Bloomington. Diggins now has it to Bailey Boyer. Now here's Lieber again, right side with a three, and it's good. Jessica Lieber with three threes, 52-18, Galesburg. Minute to go, second quarter. Here's the half-court pass, going to be intercepted by Myra Diggins. Now the ball goes on the floor. Diggins picks it up, gets it to Chloe Anderson. Bounce pass now to Boyer. Bailey pops it out to Lieber. Lieber fields it, yes!
Third of the game and 13th for the Streaks.
Jessica Lieber hits another three-pointer. 55-18 Galesburg, 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Back on the attack comes Hall. Hall, and now it's going to be shoveled up, but a travel is going to be called on Ariel Williams, as Williams got the ball on the post tried to spin around to her left and shovel it up there, but moved the pivot foot. Sadie Hamilton gets it to Paige Klink, and here come the Streaks with 34 seconds to go, second quarter. 55-18 Galesburg. See if they run her down for one. Rodriguez fakes the three, now to Hamilton. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Now Bloomington brings some pressure out behind the three-point line to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Sadie. Sadie fakes the shot, but she's going to be called for the travel. Second one of those.
I would say she's at about 60% of getting called for travels every time she does that. She needs to just get rid of the fake and go straight in. That girl's not going to be able to stick with her either.
So Bloomington with 15 seconds to go. See what they can do. Oh, she missed it. The layup was missed. Shannon Hall with 3 seconds now. Ahead now to Harris. Harris will take the jumper at the buzzer. No. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 55, Bloomington 18. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Underneath everything we are, underneath everything we do, we are all people. Connected, interdependent, united. And when we reach out a hand to one, we can influence the condition of all. That's what it means to live united. I'm Kelly Benowitz, president of the United Way of Knox County. Right now, United Way contributions are only at about 80% of the 2011 goal, and we need your help. You see, there are nearly two dozen organizations that depend on the financial support they receive from the United Way. The money you give to United Way means that the Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center, the Warren Achievement Early Intervention Program, and even the American Red Cross will have the resources to continue to help people in need throughout Knox County. A good place to start? Ask your employer if they participate in the United Way's Employee Payroll Deduction Program. Or if you own a business and would like more information, go to unitedway-galesburg.net.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Brought to you by the United Way of Knox County.
Come on, Boyd, jump.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to teach this dog how to jump through a hoop, roll over 3 times, and then leap into the air and catch a ball.
And how's that going for you? Look at him. He's just laying there.
Well, he's pretty old, but I just know he can do it.
Haven't you heard the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not buying it. Come on, Boyd, jump. At Tompkins State Bank, we aren't buying it either. We've been around for over 125 years, and we still have a few tricks up our sleeve. We recently added e-statements to our online banking. Sign up now and receive $5 for every personal checking account you convert to e-statements. It's that simple, and who couldn't use an extra $5?
Did you see that?
Good boy.
Requires an e-statement commitment through December 31st, 2011. Stop by any Tompkins State Bank location for more details regarding e-statements. Tompkins State Bank of Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Community-minded, customer-focused since 1884. Member FDIC.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary's Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. Let's run down the scoring in the first half. First of all, for Bloomington, they have four players with 4 points. That's Shannon Hall along with Mary Lawrence, Ariana Newman, and Arielle Williams. 2 points in the first half for Molly Lawrence for their 18. The Silver Streaks, wow. What a three-point show this has been. Galesburg's led in scoring in the first half by Jessica Howard, who has 17 points. She has 5 three-pointers and 2 free throws. She should have had another two-point basket there at the end of the second quarter, but she missed the easy one. Also for the Silver Streaks, Jessica Lieber with 4 three-pointers. She has 12 points in the game. Sadie Hamilton with a real nice first half, especially a defensive first half, as she has all 2-point buckets and 2 free throws for 10. 9 points in the first half for Mickey Rodriguez, who hit 3 points, 3 three-pointers. Jamie Johnson has 3 points in the first half. And Paige Klink has 3 points, too. Did I mention Jessica Howard? I did. Did I mention Jessica Lieber? I did. So it really has been a three-point show. And, you know, you mentioned the zone, the fact that they're trying to play a zone on them. And both Howard and Lieber and the others have had three-point shots that have been wide open.
Yeah, and it's just been slow rotations for Bloomington from one side to the other. Just not a good showing from this Bloomington team. But, you know, in all fairness, if you don't see the system very often, it's tough to know how to play against it. And, you know, this is a team that really hasn't given up a whole heck of a lot of points at all in the season. I mean, they lost to Springfield 73-27. That by far the most points they've given up. Otherwise, every game was generally in the 50s, 60s. So this is a tough test for this Raider ball club. And I don't know that Bloomington has the endurance to stick with the streaks anyway. So I would imagine that the streaks will come out with a 37-point lead and just sit back in that 2-3 zone and just let them play around them. So
how do you beat it? They always used to say when Ernie Cavisto ran it at East Aurora and at East Moline that to beat the end-to-end, you press it. You press them.
Well, and that's
press them back.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we've seen. The teams that had the most success against the streaks, Morton, Springfield, those teams definitely pressed right back at the streaks. But the other thing is you have to have the players able to do that, because if you try to press all game and you're not used to it, you're not going to be successful because you're not going to have the endurance necessary to do it.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break and come back with more of our OSF St. Mary's halftime show in just a moment. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
The January All-Star event is going on now through the end of January at Yen in Galesburg, and you can't afford to miss it. Besides unbeatable savings on new 2011 vehicles, there's fantastic savings on all pre-owned vehicles, too. And Yen has over 250 to choose from, with something to fit everyone's style and budget, from the newer GM Certified to over 50 vehicles under $10,000. Take a look at Yen's GM Certified vehicles, like a 2007 Chevy Malibu LS with under 33,000 miles and with All-Star savings of over $3,000 and a purchase price of $11,441 or monthly payments of just $199. Or what about a 2007 Pontiac G6 four-door with under 49,000 miles and with All-Star savings of over $2,000 at a purchase price of $10,833 or monthly payments of $179. Yen's January All-Star event now through January 31st with winning savings on all new and pre-owned vehicles. See Yen for details. Yen, home to Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. And GM certified. No worries.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends January 31st.
The official WGIL forecast, a chance for some snow flurries this afternoon, a high near 35. Cloudy, some scattered flurries tonight, a low 20. Sunday, partly sunny, a high 29. Sunday night, cloudy, a low 19. For Monday, cloudy, chance for some light snow in the afternoon, a high around 28. And then for Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of light snow, a high 26. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 34 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Lyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Glad to have you with us. The news is good so far as we're at the half of the non-conference game between Galesburg and Bloomington. Galesburg leading it by the score of 55-18. They led at the end of the first quarter 24-10. The Streaks outscoring Bloomington 31-8 in the second quarter of play. Our halftime stats brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs. Maybe I should do my Mike Craddy testimonial. I do it every year. When we got ready to buy our house in Galesburg, we were in a situation where we had negotiated back and forth after we had signed the contract because there were some problems in the house. And it was one of those deals where we signed the contract in like July and we didn't close until October. So, of course, the day before we closed, I didn't have any house insurance. So I talked to Roger Coleman, the former general manager at WGIL, and he said, well, what do you need? I said, I need a Pekin insurance agent because that's what we had at our other house. And so he said, well, hold on. So I was teaching at Palatine then at Frem, and I went to class, and I came back from class, and Mike Craddy had faxed me. He'd already gone out to the house. He had faxed me the insurance proposal. He had given me a bid on it, and I signed it and faxed it back to him. And it took me, well, a period, which was 50 minutes. He had already gone out there, done that in less than an hour's time. So if you want insurance, talk to Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. He sure did a great job for me back when we bought our house in Galesburg 7 years ago. I can't believe it's 7 years. So we're
time
ready.
Flies.
Yeah, how's your house?
Oh, my house is doing well. Let's talk a little bit about the car, though. I came over in a 2009 Nissan Murano, and that from Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg. Right now they're having a 0% financing event. Best selection ever. 0% financing for 60 months. They have huge rebates available, and they're going to be open late Monday and Thursday till 7 p.m. So go see the guys over at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
55-18 Galesburg as we start the second half. Streaks have the ball. Howard on the baseline. Underneath, got the ball underneath to Chloe Anderson. And Anderson put it up, but she's going to be fouled hard on the play. And Chloe is going to go to the free throw line, the 5'7 sophomore. By the way, the sophomores won 52-32 today. The foul there is called against Mary Lawrence. That's her second, the seventh team foul. As at the free throw line, Anderson makes the first. She'll have one more. Here it is, and she makes this one.
Looking down at the bench, it looks like these sophomores are going to get some extensive time here in the second half.
Back on the attack comes Bloomington. This is Shannon Hall now for the Purple Raiders as she crosses center court. High post now to Newman. Right side, now the three-pointer in and out, no good by Harris, but the rebound right back up and through by Ariana Newman. Newman has six, and it's 57-20. Back comes Galesburg now. Howard's going to take the three right side, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes back out. It's picked up by Hall of Bloomington, and Shannon Hall will bring it back right to left for the Lady Raiders. Hall now outside the three-point line to Harris. Back to Hall now to Lawrence, who looked like she walked. But instead, we're going to get a foul called against the Streaks. This one's going to be called against Galesburg's Chloe Anderson, her first. That'll be the first team foul of the second half against Galesburg.
Well, this is going to be a good opportunity for the Streaks to get some of the sophomores more involved. Squad. This gives you a good taste of the varsity game while you're still playing sophomore ball. So good opportunity here as the Streaks bring in five new, and in that five new, Sharon Diggins getting a little time.
Mary Lawrence first missed the first one. She'll have one more. Eric mentioned Sharon Diggins is in the game. Jessica Lieber, Megan Young in. Second free throw was missed. Paige Klink also in. That ball apparently hit off the side of the backboard, and so it's going to be called Galesburg's ball.
I thought I got a little bit of rim, but I don't have a good vantage point here.
Streaks come back. Here's Sharon Diggins with the three left side. Air ball. Can be picked up by Klink, though, out to Lieber. She'll take the three right side, no good. Sharon Diggins with the rebound. Now back out to Lieber. Right side now. Got the ball to Paige Klink. Now to double team. They're pressuring the ball a little bit more. Outside the three-point line, Galesburg was able to get the open three all the first half, and now bounce pass on the post to Megan Young, and she's going to be fouled by Shannon Hall of Bloomington, her second first team foul the second half against the Lady Raiders.
Good job by Megan there. She's really doing a good job of working in the middle of that zone, trying to get an open look.
Here's the three-point shot from the right corner. Lieber, no good. The rebound controlled by Sadie. Sadie tried to get the ball out to Sharon Diggins. It was tipped out of bounds by one of the Purple Raiders, Carrie Harris, and so it'll be Galesburg's ball. And now we'll get a host of Streaks coming in. Jamie Johnson is going to come in, along with Mickey Rodriguez. Also, Allison Mangieri seeing her first action of the game. Bailey Boyer and Emma Junk for the Streaks. Here's the pass to Rodriguez. She'll take the NBA three, and it's good. Mickey Rodriguez.
Feeling it.
Yeah, she has four threes, 12 in the game. 60-20, the 40-point lead for the Silver Streaks. I thought this game might be a trap game. Boy, Massey must think I'm an idiot asking him about a trap game as Galesburg has a 40-point lead. Wow. I'm still thinking the system may not work. Now the pass goes into Mary Lawrence. She has it wide open underneath, puts it up and through. Back to Junk. Junk will put it up. Yes! And she's fouled. Oh, Emma Junk went right to the basket, puts it up and through, and the foul call.
Well, Emma Junk's done a great job this year at running the floor. She's been a little timid when she gets the ball inside, but a good job there being strong, going straight to the basket with it.
Boy, she's really the future, isn't she? And the free throw is good. Junk, the 5'9 sophomore. Of course, Hamilton will be back next year, but Jamie Jensen is a senior, along with Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy.
Mickey Rodriguez.
Mickey. Back on the right side comes Carrie Harris, top of the key. Now they come to the left side. Inside the three-point line, Schickel takes the jumper, no good. The rebound's controlled by Newman. Back up top, now high post to Newman. And now they throw it back out beyond the three-point line to Harris, who takes a shot, no good. Rebound Bailey Boyer for Galesburg. Back comes Boyer. Boyer gets some pressure out front, now gets away. Gets the ball to Jamie Johnson. Johnson looking for Mickey instead to Bailey. Now they'll go to Mickey left corner. She has the wide open three, yes.
Is she feeling it or what? Another three for Mickey Rodriguez, and she is locked in right now, squaring up on every shot, and she's not laboring like we normally see her through the game. She's got her form down perfectly.
15 for Rodriguez, 66-22. The 40-point lead for the Streaks. Back now comes Harris, underneath to Lawrence. Lawrence got away from Emma Junk and puts it up and through. Mary Lawrence has eight. Back comes Galesburg, now left to right. Into the front court, this is Jamie Johnson. Back to Rodriguez in the corner. That's her favorite spot. Let's see if they can move it around to the right and then bring it back to her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but stepping on the line is Mangieri. Allison Mangieri stepped on the line, and Mike Simpson makes the call.
Yeah, and right there, Allison Mangieri just trying to spread the floor a little too much as she got her foot. And it kind of was terrible for her because when she was on her toes, she was inbounds, but then she went back and rocked back to the heel, and that went out of bounds.
Carrie Harris fakes the three, tried to get a pass on the post, but the ball was tipped away. They're going to give it to Bloomington.
Apparently. 16 threes for the Streaks so far in this game.
We get a cheeseburger today on the road or no?
Did you wear your T-shirt?
No. Carrie Harris will take the three, air ball, and we're going to get an on-the-back call, I think, here. Whistled against Schickel. Let's see. That's it. So Tiana Schickel on the back of one of the Streaks rebounders. That's Schickel's second 13 foul. So here come the Streaks. They have a 42-point lead, 4:16 to go here in the third quarter. This is Diggins with it out front. Myra Diggins this time to Howard on the right side. Thought about the three. Now back to Peachy. Peachy will reset the offense. They're still in that zone, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to stick with it. And the Streaks doing a good job of just working some clock, too. They're not just going and being real aggressive on the offensive end. They're working their offense and not trying to just pad stats at this point.
Now Ariana Newman runs into Chloe Anderson as Anderson was driving down the paint to the basket. So Chloe, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, the 5'7 sophomore, will shoot two here. Boy, she's deadly from the line. Three in a row. 66-24 Silver Streaks.
Very short rotations for the girls right now as a new four has come in as Megan Young is sitting at the scores table waiting to come in. Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, and I believe Jessica Lieber is the other one at the line.
This one's missed. The rebound controlled by Mary Lawrence. Outlet pass now into the front court. Comes Hall. Hall's going to take the 17-footer, no good. Rebound Hamilton for the Streaks. Back comes Klink now for Galesburg. Here's the pass ahead to Chloe Anderson. Tried to get it to Sharon Diggins in the corner, but it was tipped away by Alexis Martinez of Bloomington. Galesburg's ball.
I think Chloe just missed that last free throw so she could stay in a little bit longer, knowing that Megan Young was sitting at the scorer's table for her.
I used to do that for my buddy Chuck Stuck. Here's a shot from the corner. No good by Lieber. The rebound this time is controlled by Bloomington. Back on the attack, Carrie Harris. Harris gets it up top, not a Newman who drives the lane. She puts it up, no good. The rebound in the lane, Newman again. Right back up, no. The rebound this time, Lawrence up, no. Boy, Galesburg, no position. Now the ball's going to bounce out a little ways. Be picked up by Klink. She gets it to Sadie. Back on the attack, now the Streaks. Here's Sharon Diggins with the three left side.
Ooh.
In and out, no good. The rebound, fought for in the lane, pulled out by Lawrence. Now ahead to Hall. Here comes Bloomington. Hall all the way down, puts it up, no. But she's going to be fouled by Paige Klink. First on Klink, that's the fifth team foul. And so the 5'7 junior, Shannon Hall, who has 4 points in the game, will go to the free throw line and shoot two here.
She looks like a decent ball handler, needs to learn to pick her shots a little bit better. She's hit, shot some tough shots in this game. I think if she learned to use her feet a little bit more, she could step through and get some better looking looks.
Gillsburg will make a change here. Mangieri comes back in. Emma Junk. Jamie Johnson's back in, Bailey Boyer, and Mickey Rodriguez. One more free throw for Shannon Hall of Bloomington. This one she will make. 67-25 our score. Here comes Bailey now. Left side to Mickey. That was her spot. Now Jamie Johnson with the three up top.
Oh!
And this one's going to be good.
I thought that was going to be short. She did a nice job. She pulled up about a foot behind the three-point line and was able to just drill it.
Johnson has six. 70-25 in favor of the Streaks. 2:44 to go, third quarter. Back on the attack, tipped away by Boyer as Bloomington was trying to get the ball down in the corner to Tiana Schickel. So Schickel will inbound the ball in the front court for Bloomington right in front of their bench. Comes around the three-point line to Ariel Williams. Back up top now to Hall. Hall on the dribble against Rodriguez, drives the paint, puts it up as Johnson backed off. Johnson gets the rebound. Now it's out to Boyer. Boyer will come up left to right for the Streaks to Jamie. Jamie now right side, wide open three-pointer man, Jerry, no good. The rebound's going to be saved inbounds by Chunk, but she stepped on the baseline. It'll be Bloomington ball. We'll get the line change now. Jessica Howard, Chloe Anderson, along with Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Ty Peachy back in the game for the Streak. So we're seeing some of the sophomores that usually don't get to play. Back comes Hall now for Bloomington. High post to Lawrence, turnaround jumper in and out to Mary. Now Howard's going to be called for the foul as she ran right in to Shannon Hall. That's Jessica Howard's first personal, second team foul on the Streaks.
Jessica Howard having herself a fine game, 17 points. These short rotations, though, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to get into the groove that she got into in that first half.
Now here's the shovel shot underneath by Ariel Williams. She misses it, but we're going to get a foul here. This will be called against Myra, her first. That'll be the third team foul. Well, they have four on the board, so maybe it is four. Maybe I missed one. And so it'll be Ariel Williams shooting two here for Bloomington. She has 4 points in the game. 5'8 junior. There's only one senior on this team for Bloomington, and that's Carrie Harris. The other senior is Mary McCullers, and she's hurt. Free throw is good. Did she make that shot?
Yes.
That was a three-point shot? Okay. And here's the shot by Howard from the right side. This one's going to be good for three, and it's 73-26. So back on the attack now will come Bloomington, a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Shannon Hall now will direct the offense between the rings for the Lady Raiders. Now gets it to Kim Early, back now on the left side. New player into the game is Rochelle Griffin. She lost the ball to Howard. Howard comes down, is going to take the three-pointer right side.
Oh, my gosh.
Jessica Howard hits the three. That's seven for her in the game. 23 points for Howard. 76-26 our score. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Now here's Griffin on the left side. And got the ball in the paint, the shot up underneath. No good by Schickel. The rebound controlled by Williams. Her shot no good. And the rebound this time, Myra Diggins. Outlet pass now to Peachy. Peachy will bring it down for the Streaks. Gets it back up top to Myra, now to Rainey. Rainey into Chloe Anderson. It was knocked away. Picked up by Bloomington. Now Early. Early got it ahead, and Hall picks it up. Hall now on the dribble outside with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks lead it by 50 points, 76-26. Cross-court pass, now the bounce pass underneath, fought for in the lane, picked up by Griffin, who put it up no good. The rebound controlled by Chloe Anderson. Anderson getting beaten up in there, but she lost the ball, and now it's going to be put up and through by Schickel. Schickel's first basket of the game. It comes with 20 seconds to go, third quarter, 76-28. Now Peachy with the 3-0. The rebound in the lane is going to go out of bounds. They say it's Bloomington's ball.
19 threes in this game for the Streaks, so they're closing in on that 21 that they've hit a few times this year. See if they can break that mark.
That's a state record, right?
Yeah.
Hall 6 seconds to go. Here's Hall. gets it in the paint. Here's a shot up in the lane. It's going to be good by Ariel Williams. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 76, Bloomington 30. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends January 31st.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL congratulates recent button winner Denise Haptonstall of Galesburg, who picked up $20 just by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Bloomington has the ball. They come down. Shot up no good by Hall. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Sharon Diggins with a three-pointer. No good. It's going to go off of Rochelle Griffin of Bloomington. So Galesburg will have the ball underneath their own basket. They outscored the Raiders. The Streaks did 21-12 in the third quarter. Galesburg leads it 76-30. Now the two officials are going to talk this over. It looked pretty clear-cut, I thought.
I did, too. I don't know if they're wondering if the ball hit down on the baseline before it hit the girl from Bloomington, but it looked like it hit right off or went out of bounds.
Yeah. Now they're going to give it to Galesburg. Here's the inbounds pass to Klink. She'll take the three in the corner. No good. It was an air ball, but Hamilton pulled it down. Now Sadie's going to be tied up by Kia Early of Bloomington. We'll have a held ball here, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. So the Streaks will try it again. So it'll be Lieber throwing it in for the Streaks. She comes in to Paige Klink. Back to Lieber. Lieber with the three from the corner. Yeah! Jessica Lieber has 15.
That's 20.
79-30. The Streaks going to try to break that three-point record of 21 that they've set, what, twice this year?
Yeah.
Back into the front court early, now to Griffin. In the corner, Lawrence. Now the pass inside to Williams. Turnaround jumper on the baseline, no good. But Williams is fouled. She's going to go to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be called here against Sadie Hamilton, her first. That's the fifth team foul against the Streaks.
Well, just a good job right there by Jessica Lieber on that offensive possession. She threw it into Klink and then went right to the corner. Nobody picked her up when she came back into bounds, so she got an open look at the three.
Ariel Williams hits the first. She's a 5'8 junior. We get the line change for the Streaks now as Mangieri comes back in along with Junk. And Jamie Johnson's back in. The second free throw missed. Johnson gets the rebound. Bailey Boyer and Mickey Rodriguez. Let's see if Mickey will fire it. Mickey has it. She'll take the three from the corner. No, she was looked like she was hit, but the rebound Junk. Now to Bailey Boyer. Well, it looks like they're going for the record. Now Bailey will take the three. No, and it's going to hit off the rim and then lodge up in the top of the backboard and now fall out.
I can't say I've seen that.
They needed the old Eric Gibson to go up and knock that ball
yeah.
out. The Piatone high flash, baby. Back on the attack now comes Bloomington with 6:43 to go in the ballgame. 79-31 Streaks. Griffin now to Lawrence. And drive. Gets out the Hall. Back inside. Here's Williams underneath. Puts it up and through. Ariel Williams now with 12. Back comes Galesburg. Puts a layup up and through. Shannon Hall has. Oh, back up on the Eric Gibson.
The girls were all excited about it, but unfortunately, it did hit the standard that holds the basket.
For points, and they're throwing up threes. What are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, and that was kind of one of the things that Coach Massey's been confronted with before. But yeah. his retort obviously is he's got his sophomores in there right now. They're playing, they're kicking back their zone, and this is the offense they run.
All right, Bloomington unable to get it up. Now Galesburg turns it over again. Back comes Bloomington. All the way down court is Kim Early, but she's going to be fouled, and she will shoot two for the Lady Raiders.
No running clock in this non-con game.
It'll be Myra Diggins picking up the second personal foul, a six-team foul. At the free throw line, Kim Early, who has not scored in the game, she'll shoot two. Here's the first, the left-hander, and it's good. 79-36. We'll get Mary Lawrence coming back in, and going out will be Ariel Williams for Bloomington. The Streaks have both Diggins sisters on the floor, along with Chloe Anderson. Let's see, Paige Klink and Rainey Sibley. Second one is also good by Kia Early. Makes it 79-37. Back comes Klink now. Klink on the right side. Got the ball to Sharon Diggins. Now back to Klink. Klink now, double team. Bounce pass to Myra Diggins. Myra outside the three-point line. Now to Sharon. Sharon's going to take the three, but it's blocked right back at her by Molly Lawrence. Galesburg will have it out of bounds.
Well, right there, Sharon's got to learn that she's got to quicken up her trigger right there, yeah, because her release was way too slow, and with Lawrence flying at her, Lawrence has some size on her.
Here's Sharon again from the corner, no good. The offensive rebound underneath by Schickel. She puts it up, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg, I think.
A pair of sisters for each team on the floor right there. Lawrence is both out there, and the Digginses were both out there.
Oh, it's going to be Bloomington's ball. The Lawrences are twins. The Diggins are not, right?
Right.
So it'll be triggered inbounds now by Tiana Schickel for Bloomington. She comes into Hope Walker, back inside to Schickel, and Schickel will put it up and through. That's Schickel's second basket of the game, 79-39. Back comes Sadie Hamilton. Left side now to Megan Young, who puts a three-pointer up from the left wing. No good. The ball's going to go off Schickel on the battle for the rebound of Bloomington. So Galesburg will have it. Boy, the Streaks are going for it. Let's see if they get it. They're, what, two away from tying? Or one away?
One away from tying.
They're 20?
Yep, they're at 20.
23 pointers, 21 the state record, which Galesburg owns.
Lieber fouled on that three-point attempt.
Yeah, Kia Early commits the foul, her second six-team foul. So Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line, and she'll get two. She has 15 points in the game, and the free throw's no good. Well, it's just the thing you wonder about when they're firing up threes and they're hit by 40 or 50 points.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that most coaches aren't very happy with it. I mean, you can make the argument that Coach Matsey has, that this is their offense, but at the same time, if you're the opposing coach, you still don't want to see it.
Lieber misses the third, so the rebound controlled underneath by Schickel to Walker. Now in the high post to Mary Lawrence. Turnaround jumper, no good. This ball is going to go out of bounds as Junk lets it go, and the Streaks will have it with 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and the score 80-39 in favor of Galesburg. Yeah, this is really a trap game, Jim. Jeez. What a question. Here's Bailey Boyer. Oh, that ball went all the way down and came out. Rebound Young. Back out to Lieber. She'll take the three, no. The rebound fought for on the floor, pulled out by Young. Now to Boyer. Top of the key, Lieber. She'll fire it again, no. The rebound fought for in the lane, pulled out by Hamilton. Now the ball's going to go in the backcourt, and it'll go out of bounds.
This should really be, they're going to give it to Bloomington, but that should be Streaks' ball, because what happened was Sadie brought it down, and I think she hit Mary Lawrence with the ball.
Yeah, it looked like it hit her foot, right?
Yeah, and then the ball just rolled all the way out of bounds, but that is not going to be what it's called.
So it'll be triggered in bounds by Bloomington Schickel, Tiana Schickel to Walker. Now back to Schickel in the paint to Mary Lawrence, and Mary will put it up and through. She has 10. Back come the Streaks, 80-41 now. Right side Sibley, now out to Paige Klink. Now they get it to Johnson, who's back in for the Streaks. Now to Rodriguez. Rodriguez now to Klink, back on the right side to Mangieri. Mangieri in the corner. Klink will take the three, no. Looked like it was going to drop in. Johnson gets the rebound. Here's Rodriguez with a three, left wing, no good. The rebound's going to be fought for. Pulled out of there by Mangieri. Now back out to Klink. Back to Johnson. Now they're going for it. Here's Rodriguez with the three. No. Boy, they're getting wide open looks, but can't get it to drop.
Yeah, which they hit a lot of short shots by the Streaks, which shouldn't be the case because they're not even playing for very long at all. They come in and come out within about 30 seconds right now.
Johnson drove inside and then fired it back out, boy. They're going for it.
Yeah, they know where they're sitting. They know they're sitting on 20.
Foul's going to be called on Chloe Anderson, her second. That's a 17 foul. And so Bloomington now at the free throw line. Alexis Martinez will shoot the 1-1. 3:19 to go, 80-41 is in favor of the Streaks. The Streaks trying to break their own three-point record here this afternoon of 21 three-pointers. They have 20 right now. Wow. Second one on the way. She makes them both. So Martinez's first 2 points of the game, 82-42, 40-point streak lead. Right side now to Sharon Diggins, back to Boyer, now to Young. Young now to Boyer, back to Sharon. Here's Sharon's three. Oh, in and out, no good. The rebound controlled by Myra Diggins. Here's Bailey with the three, no good. The rebound this time controlled by Kickle. Ahead now to Lawrence, but Lawrence traveled.
Just getting a little ahead of themselves is Bloomington right now. They're trying to push. They want some points too here. 80-43, they're down by 37. They just want to make the score as close as possible at this point.
3:03 to go in the game. 80-43 in favor of Galesburg. Back on the attack, Bailey Boyer now. Boyer's going to take the three. Goal! There's the tie. Bailey Boyer ties the state three-point record at 21, 83-43 in favor of the Streaks. Back on the attack comes Bloomington now. Mary Lawrence in the lane. Shot up, no good. This one's going to go off. Bailey Boyer on the rebound attempt, and it'll be Bloomington's ball.
Well, at least Coach will be able to give you, prod you a little bit on your prediction of a trap game after the game today.
He's too nice to say anything. Be thrown in bounds by Carrie Harris. Now here's a three-pointer by Harris from the left corner, no good. Rebound Mary Lawrence put up, no good. Rebound Lawrence again up and through. Mary Lawrence has 12. She's their second leading scorer. Back on the attack now comes Galesburg, now stolen away by Martinez. She comes all the way down, puts it up and through. Alexis Martinez has four, 83-47. Back comes Galesburg, now going for the record. They get it to Hamilton, now to Klink, right side. This is Mangieri. Mangieri holds it over her head. Going for the record now, the state three-pointers. It's just Hamilton up top. Now on the right side, Klink. Back out to Sadie. Sadie now to Mickey. Mickey on the left wing to Sadie. Here's Sadie. Looked at it. Now they almost gave it to her. She drives inside. Up top to Klink. Here's Mangieri for the record. No. The rebound, Hamilton in the lane. Hamilton will bring it out. Now Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets pressure in the corner. Back to Mickey. Here's another one for the three. No. The rebound controlled underneath by Hamilton. Back up now to Mangieri. Mangieri fakes. Now holds it on the right side. Back out now to Klink. Here's Hamilton for the record. No. The rebound in the lane, Mary Lawrence. Ahead now to Harris. Now to Martinez. Martinez all the way down up. No. The rebound, Sadie for the Streaks. Hamilton now will bring it back for Galesburg. Minute 19 to go. Right side, Mangieri. Mangieri now for Galesburg. Bounce pass badly thrown. Intercepted now by Bloomington, but stolen back by Klink. Klink now has it for Galesburg right side. Wide open in the corner, Mangieri. She'll take the shot, partially blocked. Picked up by Junk. Now up top to Sadie. Sadie will take the three-pointer. Yes!
There it is.
There it is. There's the record. Sadie Hamilton, 6-3. Galesburg setting and breaking their own record of 22 three-pointers in a game. Here's a shot from the right side. No good by Bloomington's Carrie Harris. Rebound underneath Williams. She'll put it up, no. Rebound fought for and pulled out of there by Mangieri. Mangieri now gets it ahead to Klink. Klink will bring it back up top. Now left side to Hamilton. To Rodriguez, now in the corner. Here's the jumper from the corner, no good. And we're going to get a foul called here after the shot by Carrie Harris, her second and the 17th foul against Bloomington.
Yeah, she went to box out Paige and gave her a little too much body, knocking her out of bounds. And that'll send her to the free throw line. So Paige having a pretty good game. She's been pretty aggressive. One of the things that she seemed a little hesitant to shoot the ball at the last game against UT, and now she's doing a much better job of looking for her shot in this game, and she's gotten a couple of open looks, but she's also taken some shots that, you know, had some contest to them.
So Paige Klink will have the one in bonus here. First is on the way, and it's good. 87-47, Galesburg. Sadie Hamilton has just broken the team record for three-pointers in the game, hitting the 22nd for the team as Klink makes them both. Bailey Boyer comes back in. Paige Klink goes out. 88-47 Silver Streaks, 27 seconds to go in the ballgame.
And I don't know what they're talking about now. Okay, I think they were talking about whether that last call was a three-point, should have been three free throws, or if it was just a one-and-one.
She fouled her after the shot.
Right. It was a proper call by the official, but the official that was questioning it, I don't think, was privy to what originally was called.
Back on the attack comes Bloomington. Here's Martinez with the three up top. No good. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Lieber, who was tied up immediately by Hope Walker of Bloomington. And so it's going to be a held ball. It'll be Bloomington's ball on the alternating possession. Alexis Martinez will trigger it in for the Purple Raiders. She gets the ball into Ariel Williams. Now to Walker. Here's a three-pointer. Martinez left corner, no good. The rebound, Bailey Boyer. Boyer now picks it up, bring it out for the Streaks. Galesburg on the attack left to right. Let's see if they try to extend the record. 2 seconds to go.
Nope.
No, they'll hold the ball. And the final score will read, the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their 22nd game of the season. Galesburg 88 and Bloomington 47. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Rumor has it I'm fussy. Especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorne's and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learn go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, a chance for some snow flurries this afternoon, a high near 35. Cloudy, some scattered flurries tonight, a low 20. Sunday, partly sunny, a high 29. Sunday night, cloudy, a low 19. For Monday, cloudy, chance for some light snow in the afternoon, a high around 28. And then for Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of light snow, a high 26. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 34 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS Girls Basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
You're listening to WGIL Galesburg, AM 1400. Glad to have you with us. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. We've been joined by head coach Evan Massey of the Silver Streak Girls as Galesburg has defeated Bloomington 88-47. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, with two locations in Galesburg on East Main and North Henderson. Congratulations, you broke the your own three-point record with 22 three-pointers. Sadie Hamilton putting that last one in.
Yeah, the girls had a lot of fun in what they were doing. And, you know, it's an interesting thing as you look, you know, in terms of records and things, that, you know, in coaching, you're not supposed to focus on that. It's supposed to be on the other. But kind of I think the threes represent so much what the girls feel like they're working at. And the other part is that it's such a, you know, a team thing, involvement of so many different kids contribute to it. I think it's something that they really, really get excited about, and that's fun.
Do you ever have other coaches take exception to it when you have a 40-point lead and you're, of course, shoot you had threes. Younger kids, yeah.
Yeah, no, haven't. And, you know, and that's Coach Arsenault on his Yahoo group, you know, that's one of the questions that's always asked of, you know, how do you handle a blowout? And, you know, the obvious is, like, we've been on the other end of it when the other team blows you out and you deal with it. But, you know, I think you don't feel comfortable sometimes in situations. But the thing is that, you know, for most of the time, you know, we've cleared the bench in the first 2 minutes of the game. So, you know, like, for example, tonight, you know, Jessica Howard, or this afternoon, Jessica Howard, you know, she probably played about 12 minutes of basketball. And so, you know, you want those kids to have a chance to play. And what we did was in late second quarter, we changed what we do defensively, but then offensively, we're going to keep doing what we do.
Well, Coach, some broadcasters might call this a trap game coming in, but did you have to do anything extra to talk to the girls to make sure their heads were focused for this game, not looking forward to the Alleman game and essentially the conference games?
Well, what happened is I hadn't thought of a game as a trap game, but then a wily veteran newscaster pointed that possibility out to me. And since I knew he had taught psychology on a high school level for several terms, I knew he was probably talking about it. So we immediately went in the locker room and dealt with that. But, you know, in a serious note, it really, that's one of the things that's nice about what we do, is that because what we're doing is high energy offense, high energy defense, is it's really hard for the kids to come out flat. And now, granted, there's games where maybe we're a step slower in what we do, but in some ways what happens is they know when they get a team like this, there's just so many good things that happen, and you become more and more aggressive in terms of your press. And really, you know, you'd say, well, what do you get out of a game like this? For us, in the first half, what's nice is we're able to press, and that maybe I'm less emotional and more involved as a teacher than normally, but we were able to work on some things in the first half of getting our kids to rotate up and be more and more aggressive.
Really, that press really worked too.
Yeah, they were, you know, very, very efficient in what they were doing, and I think early in the year we did better job denying the ball inbounds than we have later, but we did a nice job with that today.
We talked about Sadie Hamilton a little bit on the pregame show, but boy, she was great on the rebounds. You have her 9 today. Boy, it seemed like every rebound down here, she was bringing down every one.
And then on the offensive boards there late, she got a ton of them too. But, yeah, she and Jamie do so much for us. And I thought Myra was a nice job at the, defensively the tail end of the press. And Chloe came in when Jamie got in foul trouble and did a nice job, attacked the basket a couple of times, got to the foul line, and had gotten some rebounds, so, excited the things that she's able to do.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the fact that you wanted to work on a few things during that first half. It seemed like in the last couple of weeks, at times, some of the girls have been a little hesitant to take the three. Paige passed up a couple open ones last game against UT, and then Jess Howard has even looked a little hesitant. She had a couple looks in that game against UT as well that she passed up. Is that something you've had to talk to the girls about? Because both girls, Jess and Paige Klink especially, came out and they were firing every time they had space.
Well, I think what happens is that with them, Paige is somebody that's a much better shooter than she thinks she is, and so we have to keep talking to her some to keep pumping her up to take the shots. But I think what, you know, I mean, what happens is you play somebody that's as quick as East Moline is, that window, there's not, you know, if you hesitate, the window's right. shut. And I think that's what happens to him. Where today, you know, things were a lot slower in what was going on, so we were able to get the openings a lot quicker.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck on Thursday.
Okay, thanks for driving down.
Okay, that's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. Take a break and come back with our stats. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on AM 1400 WGIL. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. The news is good from Bloomington, as both the sophomores and the varsity have won. Galesburg girls sophomore team beating Bloomington 52-32, and the varsity winning 88-47. Let's run down the scoring for you. Bloomington was led in scoring by Ariel Williams and by Mary Lawrence, who had 12 points each. 7 points in the game for Shannon Hall, 6 points for Arianna Newman, 4 points in the game for Alexis Martinez. Tiana Schickel had 4 points, 2 points in the game for Kia Early, and 2 points in the game for Molly Lawrence, Mary Lawrence's twin sister. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring this afternoon by Jessica Howard with 23 points in the ballgame. 16 points in the game for Jessica Lieber, 15 points for Mickey Rodriguez, 13 points for Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Also for Galesburg, 6 points in the game for Jamie Johnson. She was in foul trouble, had 4 fouls early in the game. Paige Klink with 5 points, 3 points in the game for Bailey Boyer. It was 24-10 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Bloomington 31-8 in the second quarter of play to lead at the half 55-18. And then Galesburg outscored Bloomington 21-12 in the third quarter to lead at 76-30. Bloomington outscored Galesburg after the outcome of the game was no longer in doubt. Galesburg had a 40-50-point lead at times. So Bloomington outscored Galesburg 17-12 in the fourth quarter of play, but the game was pretty much over by then to win it 88-47. We have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, who Coach Massey said only had 12 minutes of play today, and that's Jessica Howard, who had 23 points, and Eric Gibson's with her.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Just quite the nice game here today. You did a great job being a little bit more aggressive with your offense. It looked like in the UT game you were a little bit more tentative at times. You seemed to pass up some open shots because the girls over there were so much quicker. What was different for you today?
They just left us. They didn't guard us as tight today, and they played in a zone, so the corners were open. So, you know, if you got the ball down the corner, you just shoot it, you're wide open. So.
Yeah, it definitely looked like the wing was wide open the whole time, and it looked like during the second half especially, you were doing a good job of once that ball got released, you were getting back on defense. Is that something that the coach has stressed a lot more lately?
Yeah, I mean, like lately we haven't been playing as aggressive on our defense and as we did at the beginning of the season, so we just want to get back to that.
Where's Sadie?
Well, I think she left already because she had a note to drive home with her mom.
Oh, okay. What's your college choice looking like? Have you been talking to a lot of schools?
I'm not really sure where I'm going yet. So
who's in the mix?
Western, Knox, and Bradley.
No Monmouth?
No.
No? So what's it like when you sit on the bench and get to watch the game today like you did?
I guess it's a lot different, but Ty and I just got to have a rest, and it was kind of, you know, it was a lot slower at the end, so that was different to see because we're so used to going so fast-paced.
You know, this conference is going to be resolved in the next 2 weeks, and then, bammo, you go right into this regional. So, you know, you're thick of the conference race, and the regional's got to be a little bit in the back of your mind, I would guess.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we only have one home game left, so for us seniors, it's just flown by. So we're just trying to really enjoy every minute of it and play as hard as we can.
Well, speaking of that, Jess, it is winding down your senior career. You've played varsity every year. Looking back a little bit, what do you think? That you're now down to probably at this point a handful of guaranteed games, and then you've got to play to keep on playing. You got to win to keep on playing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last 3 years I've been here, we haven't, you know, advanced past the regionals. So, I mean, that's our biggest goal this year. We just want to play as many games as we can and, you know, maybe get down to Redbird Arena or something. So.
All right. Thanks, Jess. Good job today. The girls, a wonderful win today and a nice job shooting the basketball.
Thanks.
Thank you. Jessica Howard, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll take another break, come back with a final word. This is Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Make sure your winter coat is adorned with the purple WGIL button for your chance to win up to $500 in cold hard cash. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
We're back. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson. The Silver Streak girls have defeated Bloomington 88-47. Galesburg's 22nd win of the year. They're 22-5. Streaks also broke their own three-point record in the game with 22 three-pointers, breaking their own record of 21. Well, it's on to Alleman Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then next Saturday, Galesburg will play at Dunlap. And then senior night will be a week from last Thursday, as the Streaks will entertain Moline at 7 o'clock on Thursday, February 10th. And then the February 15th will be the first regional game, and that will be against Geneseo, and that game will be played at Geneseo High School. So we're winding down to the end of the year. It'll be interesting to see how far this team can go in the tournament, Eric.
Well, you know, last year I thought it was kind of a disappointment, although the team wasn't playing near as well as they're playing this year. They lost that first game to Geneseo. I think a lot of people expected at least to get to the regional championship and then maybe past that. I think this year expectation has to be sectional. You've got a winnable regional, a tough regional. I'm not going to undersell the regional. You have Rocky, who you've split with, and you played a terrible game at Rocky and still only lost by a few. You have Geneseo, who, although has played pretty well this year, had problems with the Streaks 2 years ago when the Streaks weren't even as talented as they are right now. And obviously a different Geneseo team, too, coming in. And then Sterling and Dixon. Sterling's played pretty well this year, has played a tough schedule. But Dixon will probably lose to Sterling in that first game. So then it opens up. You're probably going to see another Galesburg-Rocky rematch in that regional championship. You get down to the sectional, then who knows what happens. You've got some good teams filtering into that sectional as well out of the Peoria regional. So it should be an interesting end to the season, that's for sure.
Well, the winner of the Geneseo regional, and we will play winner of the Morris Regional, which is probably the weakest regional coming into Metamora. That will be Monday, February 21st at 6 o'clock. And the number one seed at Morris is Lincoln Way West of New Lenox. And that's an area you know, right?
Yeah.
That's your old area. And the other teams, the number two seed there is Ottawa High School. And then Joliet Catholic is number three, Morris four, and LaSalle Peru five, and Kankakee is seeded sixth. So on paper, at least, it would appear that the Geneseo Regional winner would certainly have at least some kind of a favorites role in that first game. And then the other two regionals feeding in are Washington and Peoria Notre Dame, which are feeding into the Metamora Sectional, and they will also play that game on Monday, February 21st, with the championship on Thursday, February 24th. And I know if Coach Massey were still here, he'd probably say we're getting way ahead of ourselves, but
yeah.
But certainly the conference has to be decided first, and I don't care how bad Alleman is, going into that gym is always tough.
Right, and again, I mean, if you're going to talk trap games, that might be your classic trap game, going into a real tough environment to win in against a team that's had the streaks number the last few years. And although the streaks beat them once already at Thiel, it's always tough to win on the road in any conference, especially in the Western Big Six.
Well, it's been a great day. We want to thank the people at Bloomington High School for their hospitality. We want to thank our people back on the board. First of all, we had Chris McIntyre, and then
Ashley's on the board now.
Ashley.
And we also want to thank Galesburg Nissan. They gave us the 2009 Murano to come down, bring our equipment down. Very nice ride. They're having their 0% financing event on all their 2011s right now. So go to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. So go see Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, Sam Rowe, any of the other guys over there, and they should be able to hook you up.
Yeah, and a special deal on the radio car. Just ask them for the radio car. I want to see the radio car, the car that Eric drove down today. You're going to get a special discount on that car.
Assuming I give it up.
Yeah. You want to buy it? You want a Murano? Those
are
nice.
It's nice. This one's a very nice car.
You know, that car we drove to Quincy, I thought was an interesting car, too. That
Cube?
Yeah, the Cube. That was a...
You were saying your wife would want one of those.
Yeah, that was a breaking down on the road somewhere on the other side of Monmouth and having to circle back and
send the rescue crew.
Pick Jimmy up and calling you at the gas station. We almost ran out of gas. That was a night of an adventure. Some morning with Terry, I'll have to tell that story on the morning news. Anyway, the sophomores also won 52-32 over Bloomington today. The varsity final is Galesburg wins its 22nd of the year. It was Galesburg 88 and Bloomington 47. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.